You're back with Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Tomorrow night, the Cleo Parker Robinson Dance Company in Denver is paying homage to the godfather of soul, James Brown. Emmy-nominated choreographer Jeffrey Page created the new work called Star of the Show. This is its world premiere. We watched Page and the dancers rehearse this James Brown ballet, and the company's founder, Cleo Parker Robinson, was watching too.
It's about the beat. It's about the music that supports his words. It's not always what he's saying, but sometimes it is. It's the poetry, the chant.
Do it again. Do it again. I'll buy it. You put an $85 ticket on it, then I will buy it. But that's what it should feel like. It should feel like marching in church. March for Jesus. March for the man. March for Jesus. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Go 8, 5, 6, 7. Go to the top of the phrase.
And choreographer Jeffrey Page, who you've been hearing there, is in our studio. Nice to have you with us.
Ryan, it's very nice to be here, and thank you for having me.
Yes. Why James Brown? Of all the people to focus on in the world, why him?
Last poet said it best in a poem called James Brown. They said that James Brown was he was a witch doctor, and his screams represented all the joy and the pain of American culture. So to choreograph to it, it's amazing. James Brown has a theory. If he saw a band member tapping their foot while they were playing, you tap with the toe or you tap with the heel. If he saw you tapping with the toe, he would fine you because it meant that you were not on the one. The crux of your back was not inside of the movement. So you have to tap with the heel. You have to stomp your foot with the heel.
Which moves almost the whole body as I'm trying it.
Exactly. And it's different than tapping with the toe. So if I'm listening to some music and I'm tapping with the toe, you know, that's cute. But if I'm tapping with the heel, I'm getting in it in an entirely different way. Now, how interesting is that? That he had that type of foresight. This man with a sixth grade education. So to choreograph to it, you start to understand the story of his life or a texture that is inside of his head.
One of the songs that is in this piece is Papa Don't Take No Mess. Why include that song?
My father is extremely strong. In the song, it talks about how his father is very stern. What does that mean? What does it mean when a father reprimands a son? You know, when James Brown was 6 years old, his mother left him. And he was raised by his father, and his father lived in a brothel with his sister named Honey. So James Brown was raised amongst prostitutes, but his father loved him. So the song, if you really listen to the song, and if you know beyond the fact that it's funky, beyond the fact that it's soulful, it tells a gorgeous story of coming of age.
Let's talk about the movements. So there's a serious quality to the movements and the expressions of the dancers. But, you know, we're talking about the godfather of funk here. So what part of James Brown are you bringing to the stage?
What is funk? Funk is something that is putrid. It is absent and void of flash and void of shimmery things.
And how do you bring that in movement?
As a choreographer, I try my very hardest to to listen to that thing in the back of my head. I was in a rehearsal. I was doing a duet with some dancers in New York, and we were just having fun. One dancer was on Broadway. Another was dancing with Alvin Ailey, and I was on Broadway at the time. So it was our off time. So we were really just kind of coming in, and we would just release. And we had time to laugh and play, and it was one of the most gorgeous duets that I've ever created. And I felt like there was some little person sitting on my shoulder telling me how to move.
Was that person on your shoulder for the creation of this piece? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sometimes you feel it being forced, like, you know, the company, they were on tour. And so when I flew into Denver, they were on tour and they got caught in the snowstorm. And so I lost a day. Which was already a short period. I have to choreograph a 29-minute ballet in 9 days.
9 days.
9 days.
Wow.
So just to give you context, for 1 minute of dance, you need about 7 hours of rehearsal for 1 minute of dance.
Wow.
Okay. So I have to choreograph a 29-minute ballet. And so already I have lost a day. I have to force it through and I have to muscle it, but then I have to really find that quiet time to figure out what that little person on my shoulder is telling me to do next.
The dancers told us that one thing they really like about working with you is that you give them room to bring something of themselves to the final product. Is it hard to turn over creative power that way?
People come to me and ask me, Jeffrey, what is the difference between a choreographer and a dancer? I don't understand. And how I explain it to them is you have an architect and you have an engineer. Now, the architect creates the shape, and then the architect gives it to the engineer to say, okay, I need you to make this happen in the gorgeous, beautiful way that you make it happen. Tell me what I need. And the engineer says, you need a screw here. You need a right angle here. You need a curve here. So to answer your question, I have to treat the dancers like they are very wise engineers that are assisting me with bringing a vision to life.
What do you hope this audience walks away with?
Celebrity and stardom, power, control. It's not always what it appears to be. What I hope that the audience walks away with is everything is not as it appears.
Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate
it. Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it.
Choreographer Jeffrey Page is creating Star of the Show, an homage to James Brown. The Cleo Parker Robinson Dance Company in Denver will perform it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.